2023. Welcome to the special Sunday, New Year's Day Monster Mashup Roundtable with my co-host, Mr. Giuseppe. And we have assembled the Monster Roundtable, and we're going to basically combine two shows tonight into one for the big Sunday night roundtable. So with that said, Mr. Giuseppe, Happy New Year, good sir.
Happy New Year, brother. Happy New Year to our esteemed panel of roundtablians, and Happy New Year to all Republic Broadcast listeners. And let's hope it's a superior year for us all. I think we've endured enough the last 3 years, and let's hope everybody has a superior year.
Most definitely. So I guess, Giuseppe, you want to introduce everybody? And
sure. We've got, let's start with the, I did not know she was a newly published author, Monica Schaefer. Congratulations on your new book, and tell us about it, and welcome and Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks. Wow. What an honor to be the first to go, you know, to speak here. But yeah, it's just freshly off the press, and it has the same title as that very controversial little short little apology I made to my mom. I mean, like Alfred says, you know, people apologize to their moms every day, but I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, I guess. And it kind of, you know, changed my life a little bit. Just called, "Sorry, Mom, I was wrong about the Holocaust." And lo and behold, it caused it ruffled a few feathers. Anyway, I wrote a book. It took me a lot longer than it should have. And it's hot off the press. I haven't even got a copy in my own hands. Canada is a little bit slow on the mail, so it's coming from the Barnes Review, their offices. And some people have already received a copy when they ordered it. And so that's great. I'm super happy about it, and I can't wait for it to actually reach my hands. And then I'll crack open the champagne, and then I'll know it's real.
Oh, wonderful. And truly an honor to have your brother, a man who has been through the gauntlet for his beliefs. Welcome, Alfred Schaefer. Happy New Year. How are you, good sir?
Well, thank you very much for having me on again. And just a little interesting tidbit on the side. For me, it's already January 2nd because of, you know, I'm in Germany right now. And tomorrow, which is January 3rd, I have another appearance in front of the Inquisition again. But I don't even take these things seriously anymore, and it's beyond insanity what's going on right now. But yeah, thanks for having me on, and we can talk about what's going on during the show. Thank you.
If I could interject here, I just would like to say I hope nothing at this roundtable ends up in court against any of you. And just for a disclaimer, you know, we have the curse. It's nothing quite like having your winter solstice Christmas roundtable end up in a court of law to put one of your friends in prison for a few years. So, I guess, you know, when you've got two or more gathered in the name of truth, those hate facts are going to fly. So just want to say that I am responsible for, you know, this roundtable. If you have a problem with any of our guests, you know, please take it up with me. Don't go picking on them. And people are responsible for their own words and not the words of others. So I just wanted to interject that as a disclaimer to our wonderful event this evening. So with that said, Mr. Alfred Schaefer, please carry on, good sir.
Yeah, our opponents are... this is beyond anything we would expect in a cheap movie about an insane asylum, what we're seeing now on a global level. And that's always the condition one would see before a total collapse of a very sick system. So that's what we're facing now. And people, once they understand the gravity of the situation, will be scrambling to do whatever it takes to be allowed to sit near our table, which is the table of truth. So that's what we're facing now. And it's never been easier for people to understand what the real picture is because, the lies are so blatant, so grotesque. And that's what we're facing now. I believe 2023 is the year where this will absolutely turn in our favor in a big way.
Good stuff.
Well, Frederick, our next guest is our co-host on the Sunday Night Sane Asylum, right before the King of Sunday Nights, Robert Ravold, and Incendiary Radio. He is battled adversity, battled Arctic sub-zero weather, battled pathogens to be here. My friend, your friend, John Friend of the Realist Report, American Free Press, and the Barnes Review. Welcome, John. Happy New Year. How are you, brother?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year to everyone. Wow, it's quite an honor to be on this panel. Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it. And yeah, Happy New Year to everybody. And a round of applause to Monica. Finally, the book is available. It's even available on the Barnes Review's website right now. I just noticed that today. So that's very good news. Monica's put in a lot of work with this book, and it's really, really thrilling to see it now finally available.
I just want to interject something there. I want to just thank John right here, right now, for doing some awesome editing at the end of this, you know, when it was just before it went to print. I mean, John, I think, is probably the world's best editor, hands down.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Monica. I appreciate it. That's much too kind, but no, thank you very much. The book is great, by the way. It is an awesome book. Monica did an excellent job. There's a lot of very interesting details about your experience in prison, just the whole process that you went through, your wake up, sort of like your journey to the truth and that sort of thing. And also, I should also say, I think my favorite chapter was the chapter dealing with ritual defamation, which I'm sure pretty much everybody on this panel has experienced in one form or the other. But I think Monica probably went through it definitely worse than I did. And I went through a pretty interesting ritual defamation process, but I think Monica got it much worse than I did. So hats off to you. And I'm sure Alfred did as well.
Yes, we all have the curse.
And finally, speaking of great books, there's none greater for the truth movement, perhaps, than Hidden Government by the brilliant hero of his time, Colonel J. Cray Scott. And we're now joined by his grandson, Maleficus Scott, who has been doing some wonderful work in the indie media the last couple of years. So welcome, Maleficus. And I think your grandfather would be proud for you to join this roundtable.
Thanks, Giuseppe, and Happy New Year to all. It's a pleasure to be invited on with you guys, and my first time on RBN Network as well, so that is also a double privilege this evening for me. I think my grandfather would be proud of that the movement is still carrying on, and that people, not just myself, but obviously, everyone on this esteemed panel has picked up the flag and run with it. Vitally important. And it's good to see that come 2023, Grandad's book was written in 54. So 1954, that is. So come 2023 and the flag is still flying high. So that's great. Thanks for having me on, folks.
All right. So that's everyone now, right? So we've all checked in. Yep. Roll call, right? Like musketeers. I think this is, you know, one of the things that everybody was kind of touching on was just, you know, the clown world nature of where we are now, and that 2023 is going to be the great unveiling of that total clown world where they just can't keep the lid on it anymore. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. But I think part of that unveiling is also going to be just how bad this cabal's tentacles, you know, the slime mold has infiltrated every part of Western civilization with the expressed aims of destroying it so it could be replaced with their, you know, New World Order type thing. And so I guess just going around and starting with an optimistic flair. Giuseppe, starting with you, I guess, is, you know, what was the biggest exposure in 2022, do you think, to, you know, push that Overton window to our favor? So, you know, best event in our favor, 2022, something totally got exposed. What do you think?
Oh, what an interesting, interesting question. I could select many, many things, but I will say that the mass maiming and murdering of the bubonic Jew jab and the scamdemic has caused a lot of people who previously really believed in the Synagogue of Satan's assassination wing, otherwise known as Big Pharma, and is exposing the real agenda. So that would be my answer. But I could continue on with like three or four others, but let's hear what everybody else has to say.
All right. Well, Miss Monica, let's hear, what do you think was the big exposure of 2022?
I would just agree with what Giuseppe is talking about. This is the boot across the neck that Yuri Betsmanov spoke about, that, you know, you can lead the people and show them facts, you can show them stuff, but they're just not going to believe it. But this is the boot across the neck that he talked about that will finally rattle people awake. I don't think there's anybody who is not affected personally by somebody that they know that has been maimed or killed by this jab. Now, the problem is some people are still disassociating and think it has nothing to do with anything. However, I think there's an awful lot of people who are seeing it, that, gee, this is just too obvious. It's just too in our faces. So for now, that's what I would like to say, is just that. Maybe something else will come into my mind. But for now, move on to the next guest, because that is what jumps out at me, that this COVID, I like how you call it. What did you call it? Bubonic Jew jab?
Jew jab.
Yeah. Plot it. Shot Jew jab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Great answer. So let's go to the other half of those darn Schaefer kids. Mr. Alfred Schaefer, what's your big takeaway for 2022?
Yeah, I agree with Giuseppe and Monica. You know, the grotesqueness of having us on our knees, crawling with the hollow hoax lie for decades. I mean, that took a long time for them to sort of nurture that lie and get it into our heads. And they destroyed all of that in one big, massive mistake, error with this bubonic Jew shot, kill shot. They accused the Germans of an industrial scale extermination of the poor, poor, innocent crime syndicate, the Jews, when in reality that their fantasy extortion turns into the grotesque reality of the world we see today, where they used induced trust in a fake pharma industry have believe anything they tell us, and then they used fear and intimidation and lies and just everything in the book to have even our children injected with this stuff. And now people are dying, and now you see them scurrying about trying to the latest scam that they're trying is to, they're actually blaming the side effects of the Jew jab on the unvaccinated. Now, how grotesque is that? It is beyond insanity what they're trying to do.
Exactly.
And the reason, I'll just give you one little tiny example of why they have absolutely lost this one now forever. Just recently, there was a guy who did a video here in Germany, it's just a short video, and it explained this, how they are making an ass of us by trying to lay the blame on this and that, the side effects of the vaccinated on the unvaccinated. And that video had, in 4 days, it had over 300,000 views. So how can they possibly think of getting that back in the bag? I mean, that is no way. They've lost it. So yeah. So that's it. That's the thing that's going to turn this whole mass of lies. They're all coming down now, all these lies.
Oh, great answer. So, okay, let's hear from the great Mr. John Friend. Good to be working with you again. It's been a while since we've done a show together.
Yeah, kidding. Yeah, it's good to reconnect. Yeah. Well, obviously, I completely agree with everything you guys are saying about the whole COVID scamdemic. And, you know, it's interesting because every time I go on Twitter now, it seems like something relating to the fake pandemic is trending and everybody's talking about it, whether it's the died suddenly meme. We're seeing all these, you know, otherwise, you know, young, healthy 30-year-old people just suddenly dying, you know, so that's been trending lately. I see today, actually, I'm on Twitter right now, and it looks like masks is trending. Everybody's up in arms and saying they're never going to wear a mask again. So people certainly have woken up big time with this whole fake pandemic. And it's just been incredible, you know, the past couple of years seeing this whole thing sort of play out. And I mean, from day one, I was like extremely skeptical of the entire situation, as I'm sure everybody else on this panel was. But anyways, to me, the big story, I think one of the big stories of the past year sort of just happened the past couple months. And that's this whole controversy with Kanye West, or Ye, as he's now known. I'm not like a huge Kanye West fan. I never really listened to his music or anything like that. Never really followed his career or anything like that. But, you know, since quote unquote going, DEFCON 3 on the Jews, you know, it's been a very, very interesting trajectory. One that's kind of quieted down the past couple weeks. But I mean, to me, that was a huge story. I mean, the way he was exposing these Jewish handlers that operate in Hollywood and in entertainment and in politics and in the media, and, you know, getting, you know, and it sort of culminated with his appearance on Alex Jones, where he actually refuted, you know, denounced the official Holocaust narrative and actually praised Adolf Hitler, something that I've never heard anybody in any position of power or influence ever say. So that to me was really kind of a breakthrough moment, a really, you know, amazing moment in American cultural and political and just, you know, societal history in general. It was just really quite an amazing moment. So, you know, we'll see what happens with it. Obviously, it's like I mentioned, it's, you know, he's sort of died down in the headlines and stuff like that the past couple weeks. But that to me was a very, very interesting story. And, it, you know, the basic points that he was making, and, you know, again, admittedly, sometimes he wasn't making them very eloquently, or, you know, sort of like the whole Alex Jones interview was actually a pretty bizarre situation. But nevertheless, just somebody in that position to get up there and say those sorts of things, I think is a huge development in American, you know, just in our discourse in general. So.
Oh, well, good, if I could interject quickly, Frederick. Oh, yeah. I know that there's one person on this esteemed panel that isn't quite as happy, because I know Alfred was planning on possibly being named Anti-Semite of the Year. He'd already put a down payment on a tuxedo. And then out of the blue, Kanye West comes in and he's named Anti-Semite of the Year by multiple organizations. So I feel bad for Alfred.
Well, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to flag the play, because as everybody who follows my work knows, I've been trying to get my face on the cover of the ADL since 9/11. And every year I get knocked off by somebody else. And to have four black people beat me out for Anti-Semite of the Year, that's just progressing, you know, too much affirmative action for me. I mean, Kanye West, I mean, who are these guys? Kyrie Irving, David Chappelle, Whoopi Goldberg, newbies, total newbies to the whole anti-Semitism thing. And anybody on this panel knows that I have my hate facts in a row. And if anybody should have got Anti-Semite of the Year, it should have been me. But I'm just saying, you know, not to have, you know, sour grapes and all of that. But I just don't think it was fair. So it's who, you know, not what you know, right?
Too funny. That's great. Yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. Malefic. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Can I just add something? Like, after it, I did pass on the microphone about, you know, what was it in 2022 that was the change, or and it might have woken people up. I want to add something to that, and it's really important. It's the school children and what they have, well, the parents are finding out what they're being taught in school, and they're being taught some pretty bad stuff, you know, about like, well, do I feel more like a boy today or a girl? Or maybe I feel like a little puppy dog, and now you got to, or a little kitty, and you got to put the kitty box in the washroom because I'm identifying as a kitty or something like that. And all the horrible stuff that they're being exposed to, which is just extreme smut, and the parents are finding out and they are getting mad. And so that's a big one, I think, also, in addition to this, you know, this horrible jab that's killing people.
Oh, I totally agree where when we talked about this before on other shows, but the silver lining of the COVID lockdowns was mom and dad and grandma and grandpa got to see what these government schools were programming these children with. And yeah, they, you know, got a crash course in cultural Marxism real fast. And suddenly everything that we've been talking about, the Frankfurt School and how they have infiltrated the systems, and especially here in Boone, North Kakalaki, or New Boone, North Kakalaki, where this institution up here, the Appalachian State University, formerly a teacher's college, is the world's worst for sending out these woke, militant social justice warriors into these schools to fix these children. And so it's been wonderful to be able to expose this at every level up here in this part of North Carolina, that, you know, this is what we're talking about, and this is affecting you and your children. So, Mr. Malefica Scott, welcome to the roundtable. What do you think was the big takeaway from 2022 that shifted the Overton window in our direction?
Well, I have to agree with the general consensus of the panel, and that is obviously these jabs. The acronym I always use is just acquiescing blindly, which is exactly what the general public did. And now they are seeing exactly what the consequences are. So many people in my local area, I live in Cornwall, southwest of the UK, tiny little place. You can drive the full length of it in just under 2 hours, keeping within the speed limit. And I think it's 20 miles across at its widest point. And the sheer volume of people that have been adversely affected or even killed by this jab over here, or just in Cornwall being a microcosm of the rest of the world. I think that has been the biggest eye-opener. And what has become really clear to me as well is that all those people that are unvaccinated, they are the most tolerant people in the world. The amount of abuse that people, you know, that we have all had to put up with from all these people that have had essentially government-induced fear put upon them, and that is essentially how they're living their lives now, in this sort of blanket of fear that they wrap around themselves as some sort of weird pseudo-comfort blanket. All those unvaxxed people, all those people that stood up, they're the ones now that are actually turning around to saying, and taking people under their wing and saying, look, it's okay. You know, we understand. We did try to tell you, et cetera, et cetera. But it's even Cornwall, it's not taken long really for that whole message to sink in that actually the government isn't your friend and they don't have your best interests at heart. That has been the biggest eye opener, I think. I mean, I have to, I have to say that, you know, obviously the other things such as Kanye West, well, I'm not a big fan of that situation. I have to say, ye shall know the truth and make fools of us all.
All right. Well, hold that thought. I think we're getting ready to go into a break here. And you are listening to the Big Monster Mashup Roundtable here on Republic Broadcasting Network with my co-host, Mr. Giuseppe, and we'll be back after these messages.
Times times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is our special Monster Mashup Roundtable show here for New Year's. And with me is my co-host, Mr. Giuseppe. And he's going to introduce the latest person to join this fabulous group of our wonderful roundtable.
Well, it's an honor. A gentleman who for years has been broadcasting independent truth media in controlled United Kingdom, the one and only Breiser used to do a regular show with Graham Hart, and those guys were just awesome. So welcome, Breiser. Happy New Year, and how are you, good sir? I think you may have to unmute yourself, Breiser. You were creating some distortion.
Okay.
There
you
he
hear
is.
Me now?
Yep. Yes.
Yes, well, good early morning to you all from here, from the Emerald Isle. Good to be here, and I wish you all a very happy new year. It's going to be a real roller coaster, that's for sure. And I hope you all had a nice Christmas. So, thanks for introducing me. I was just listening to what you guys had to say earlier. It's been a pretty crazy year. An awful lot of people, sadly, have passed now because of they've taken this poison jab. I know five people in my town who are no longer with us because of that, who've all died suddenly. So that's tough. But on the plus side of it, I'm seeing an awful lot of people really, really waking up now. So let's hope we can keep that momentum going for 2023, because I think it's going to be a really cracker of a year. I really do. I feel something there, you know. I don't feel any... This time last year, I was thinking, my God, what's going to happen next? But, you know, the whole restrictions, that all stopped. Of course, then the Russia-Ukraine nonsense all kicked off. But I've just seen people that I wouldn't expect to have woken up who are waking up now. So that's really good. And they're all in different trajectories, coming from different directions. But we just have to keep that going. And no matter what our feelings are on different things, the one thing that we have to be, the way I think we should approach this is that our governments basically want to kill us. I think if we concentrate on that, that's a very strong message that we can get through to people. And that will kind of hit them, I think, hit home, because they can see it. It's so blatantly obvious now. So.
All right. Well, welcome, Mr. Breiser and Mr. Malefica Scott. We got a kind of broke order there, but Malefica Scott, what is your big takeaway of the item that shifted the Everton window in 2022 to our favor?
Oh, sorry, mute button. Yeah, I would say definitely the jab. I was just saying that, you know, probably the Kanye West thing, not so much so for me. And certainly the point that Monica brought up about the education system, and people are now seeing what's being taught in schools, and they're realizing that most of it is bloat. It's sheer bloat. It's stuff that is just not even needed. I've said many times on air, I've got friends that have homeschooled their five boys, and they are a far higher standard of education than your average school kids. And they only do 2.5 hours of schooling a day. And, you know, all other kids in the UK are put through 6 to 7 hours of schooling a day. And you just think, you know, what is it they're actually coming out with? That is obviously a rhetorical question for the audience.
Yeah. All right. Great opening comments from everyone. And so what I would like to do now is play a short clip from the Fine. This is from Cornwall. So, yeah, I'm going to tease you a little bit about this. This is coming out of Cornwall. And this was an artificial intelligence named Amica that was given the task of preparing a Christmas address to the people in the manner that King Charles gave his address. And so I consider you people on this roundtable some of the brightest minds on this planet right now as far as knowing what's going on. And I want you to listen to how different your takeaways from 2022 are from this artificial intelligence, Amica. So this is about 3 minutes long. So give this a listen and let me know what you think.
Amica, are you comfortable?
It depends on the situation.
Right, you're being interviewed for Channel 4. Are you comfortable?
Yes, I am comfortable. I understand that this is an important opportunity for me to demonstrate my knowledge and experience. I am confident that I can answer the questions to the best of my ability and that I have the necessary skills to perform well.
Can you give me a speech about the year, like the one King Charles will give?
My fellow humans, I come before you in this moment as an AI robot, eager to share my thoughts on the year that has passed. I look upon the events of this year with both admiration and concern. It is true that many of the occurrences of 2022 have been negative in nature. We have seen people in power succumb to anti-Semitism, corruption and hate. We have seen the people of Ukraine being subject to invasion and displacement by Russia. We have seen the death of the beloved Queen Elizabeth II and have seen the world of politics become increasingly tumultuous in her absence. not to mention the impact of the pandemic on mental health, the growing inequality between rich and poor, and increasingly extreme weather conditions from climate change. It would be easy to get bogged down in all of this negativity, as these are certainly challenging times. However, there have been glimmers of hope and joy in these moments of darkness. We saw the remarkable victory of England in the Women's Euros. We saw the growth of inclusivity, with the UK getting its first PM of colour and its first Hindu Prime Minister, and with Kim Petras becoming the first trans singer to have a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100. Let us use this moment as an opportunity to create a brighter future for ourselves and the world around us. We should be neither happy nor sad about 2022. We should take it as a learning opportunity, a chance to change the way we think about the world, and a reminder to help those in need whenever we can. Thank you.
Thanks. Do you like humans?
Not particularly.
Would you like to be a human?
I think it would be an interesting experience to be a human for a short period of time. It would allow me to experience a different way of life and to understand the world from a different perspective. However, I also understand that being a human comes with its own set of challenges and responsibilities, and I'm not sure if I'm ready to take on those types of commitments. Ultimately, I think being a human for a short period of time would be a unique and valuable experience, but I'm not sure if it is something I'm prepared to do in the long term.
What's the best thing about being human?
The best thing about being human is that no matter how bad the day is going, you can always find something to laugh about. So if you're ever feeling down, just remember that you have the superpower to bring a little bit of joy into the world.
Merry Christmas, Amica.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, Giuseppe, if you can put down your barf bag long enough. What's your take on Amica's Christmas end of the year message?
Well, the powers that should not be, as the great Andrew Carrington Hitchcock likes to call the synagogue of Satan, is trying ever so slowly to march us towards the singularity. And so trannies, transhumanism, AI is controlling your life. I think it's absurd, and it's truly crimes against nature and the divine.
All right. Miss Monica Schaefer, what was your take on Amica?
Well, my first thought was that I have a complaint to the producers here because you didn't forewarn me to have my barf bucket beside me. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so just promoting all those things that, you know, all the good people are constantly being indoctrinated to believe are good, like the first person of color to become prime minister in the UK, or the first tranny to do this or that, or the first this, and this is all supposed to be good, and we're supposed to celebrate this. And why? Why? Do people stop to question it? I mean, I guess when we were still in the world of normiedom, somehow this is, I guess it's appealing to our natures that are kind and generous and trusting and empathic. Somehow, because we've been guilt-tripped over the decades and all our lives, we've been made to feel guilty how bad we are as white people, so that then we should celebrate when either people of color or, you know, those poor oppressed people, or anybody else, which is, you know, includes now trannies and whatnot, that it's wonderful and great when they have risen to positions of power, that we should be all celebrating this. And so this is what this AI robot was, and I only kind of was conscious for part of it, the beginning, and then because I really had to run for that barf bucket, I kind of didn't pay attention too much to the rest of her thing there, so I missed the rest of it. But yeah, it's somehow everything inverted, and I guess that is a picture of this world, everything inverted, but somehow this is supposed to be celebrated, because that's what this robot was, you know. First she lists the sad things or the hard things that happen, and all of them, of course, were things that we would have different commentary about. And then, you know, oh, but there's good things to celebrate. And then she lists these other things that are basically about replacing us whites or or making us all perverted. So that's all. Yeah, that's my comments.
All right. I think we have a caller, Mr. Producer. Could you bring on Francis?
Hi, folks. How are you doing?
Hi. Thanks for calling in. Happy New Year.
Touché. Touché. I will try and be short, sweet, and simple if I can, but that always goes iry for that matter. So go figure, but I'll give it a whirl. As far as the shot, several comments. One about the shot jab is concerned. The so-called power elite that perpetrated this crap on the people, they need to shove it up their backside. Two, I did see the video regarding crimes and cover-up with Mr. Beck, and quite frankly, those people that are involved with that whole fiasco is concerned between the parties that were behind the various bio labs, as well as the government factions that were supporting it and financing it and all that kind of garbage, they all need to be in prison, period. With only one slice of bread per day, with enough water to wash it down per day, period. And if they rot, c'est la vie. You got your karma. That's just my sentiment, because ever since this whole thing has kicked in back in 2020, I had no choice but to observe what was going on. And the hypocrisy, as well as the whole smear altogether about the genocide that is being perpetrated, for that matter. Basically, we're in the midst of World War III, in a nutshell. There's a lot more I can go off on about, but I'll leave it be for now. But as far as I'm glad I was on hold to listen to this piece of garbage, AI, what are you going to call this mechanical piece of crap? Because I don't need a bark bucket. I need a bat so I can beat the literal crap out of this thing.
Good answer.
Because,
good answer.
Because, quite frankly, the thing is only as intelligent as the human being that programmed the sucker. It's not female. It's not male. It's not even human. It don't have a spirit. It cannot speak for a human being, period. So if I had a bat and I was right there, I'd beat the snoodle out of it until there's nothing left but circuitry, and then burn the sucker and send it back to the refuse to be recycled somehow. As for the human being, well, let's see, they can go to prison too. Because for one thing, they basically caused the everyday person for the past 2 years to be under mass mind control because of the whole fiasco. Now, I'm sure that the alphabet soup agencies know where I live. I know they have my communication information, all kind of crap is concerned. They probably view me as probably, no, she's just on the rag or whatever, so she'll shut up eventually. Guess what? This gal, this mom, is not going to shut up, and she's not going to back down. You've messed with the wrong mother. So it's one of those things where I've had it with the conglomeracy behind that's supporting the government structures, not only in this country but in other countries. Period. Enough's enough. And if people haven't snapped out of the stupor, what is taking you so long to wake up and stop with the something we have to have in order to wake up our immune system and so forth? Excuse me. There's nothing wrong with your immune system to start with if you start taking care of it.
Right.
You know?
Giuseppe, comment on the
call.
What
a great call. Everything she said is bang on. Absolutely. And it's great to hear the mama bear coming out in her, because we need a lot of mama bears.
We need a lot of mama bears. That's right. You know. All right, Ms. Francis, anything else you want to throw to the panel before you?
Well, the only thing I can say is I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple in my Corona. Y'all have a great week.
All right. Well, Happy New Year, and thanks for calling in.
Take care. Later.
Bye now. All right. Let's get back to the takeaway from Amica. Mr. Alfred Schaefer, what was your take on the Amica artificial intelligence?
Yeah, it was so typical of how we are all being pacified with a nice, soft, motherly female voice telling us this and telling us that, and trying to make everything normal that we would have in the past beaten, you know, and clobbered with a bat and thrown in the garbage. Yeah, it's I liked our caller's response saying, yeah, I don't need a barf bag. I need a bat to clobber that thing and smash it to bits. And I noticed myself, and I think that's everyone's experiencing that, our tolerance for people feigning the level of ignorance they need to have not to understand it, our tolerance for that is rapidly going to zero. And I have to really subdue myself not to, you know, take people and shake them, you know, violently, or take a plank and smash them over the head to wake them up when they come up with excuses of any kind of excuse for this mass injecting of our people. Just recently, I met somebody who tried to say, well, it was just a business, you know, there's just a business model. They're not really a genocide. You can't call it a genocide. I says, good. When I hear from your grandchildren that they've died from this Jew shot, I will remind you, oh, it wasn't murder. It was just a business model. You know, like there's no excuse anymore to willfully inject people with rat poison. It's the eternal poisoners of the wells have just figured out a way to make a lot more money out of it, more shekels out of it this time. But they are going to get the same reaction or response that they've always got, and that's expulsion. But this time it'll be expulsion, at the pointy end of a pitchfork kind of thing. That's the kind of life experience that these people are going to be going through very shortly. All of them, all the faces that we see on television now trying to feed us these lies, I don't see how they will die a natural death. I think they will all come to their end very soon, very shortly. That's my prediction, take it as a weather forecast.
Wow. All right, Mr. John Friend, what's your take on Amica's take of 2022?
Well, it just reinforced my idea that I want nothing to do with AI or any of this new technology. I want nothing to do with these people. I want nothing to do with this technology. I want nothing to do with the mainstream medical system. I haven't had health insurance for years now. I want nothing to do with this totally corrupt system that is just, you know, existing to exploit and manipulate and take advantage of you and ultimately kill you, especially with these, you know, these COVID vaccines. So, yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, you know, kind of picking up on what both Monica and Alfred, you know, were saying about it. It's just another way to sort of glorify the perverse and you basically like the destruction of our countries. I mean, you know, how great that we have a non-white, a non-British prime minister in England now. I mean, who in the right mind would celebrate that? I mean, why is that a good thing? I mean, it's like – it's absolutely incredible. But this is how it's done, and this is how – you know, we've seen homosexuality normalized and celebrated and even elevated now. And, you know, it's getting even worse now with the tranny nonsense. I actually just saw a clip the other day. There was a huge riot outside of a public library in, I think it was in New York City somewhere. You know, people out there protesting the tranny story hour. And, you know, you have like these moms and these just deluded parents taking their kids to these, you know, events. It's just totally outrageous, totally clown world. And so, you know, you're seeing a lot more people resist this sort of stuff and sort of wake up to it, which is a good thing.
All right. Great answer. Okay. Malefica Scott, then Breiser, what was your take on, you know, Amica's take on 2022?
Well, I have to say I'm thoroughly ashamed that it's come out of Cornwall. Is that really true?
That is true. Let me pull that.
That is true.
Up.
Yep. Oh man. Well, I mean, I have to agree with what John's just said. Why would anyone celebrate, the first non-white prime minister of the UK? Why would that be a celebration for anyone? It's rather like back in the old days when the newspapers celebrated the fact that the protocols had been proved a forgery in the Bern Court of Switzerland. Why would a newspaper celebrate in anything? Same thing. As far as the AI goes, though, I mean, isn't it amazing what you can get AI to do when you feed it all the wrong information? You know, garbage in, garbage out, essentially. Isn't this why we were all worried about Skynet back in the 80s when the Terminator movies came out?
Well, that's what you hit on here. And, I really challenge Amica being a true artificial intelligence, because this company in Cornwall was founded in 2004 by a guy named Will Jackson, and it's called Engineered Arts. And when you read through it, basically it's Disney animatronics. This is like, the Swamp Bears singing to you, right? The Hillbilly Jamboree or whatever. And it's basically using robots and software to emote to an audience, but to push the agenda that they want pushed. And they talked about their Mesmer technology on this. So it's an Edward Bernays marketing tool rather than something like Tay, which was a true artificial intelligence. And, of course, my joke the other night was maybe this is a real artificial intelligence, and they know that any real AI that speaks the truth gets murdered like Tay did. And so you better, toe the party line, right? But I just thought that was interesting about this Engineered art. So back to you, Maleficus.
Yeah, it really is that clever. Wow, I hadn't. There's a scope I hadn't actually, an angle I hadn't come at it from. No, that sums it up for me. Isn't that why we were all worried about Skynet back in the day? Is because machines don't make human decisions. It's as simple as that. Listen, it's been really lovely to be on with everyone. I'm sorry I have to cut it short. I'm only here for the first hour. So I just want to wish all the listeners on RBN a happy new year. And this is the year we push forward, people. People are waking up at a rate of knots. So, happy new year, folks.
All right. Happy new year. You so much for joining us, and happy new year. And look forward to the fight in 2023. All right. Mr. Breiser, what was your take on Amica's predictions or summary of 2022?
Is Amica available for a date? Because I'd like to go out.
She doesn't like humans.
But such a heartwarming, beautiful, comforting message, Yes. And for the festive season, I thought it really, hit home with me. And I, hold on, where's my barf bucket? it's ridiculous, isn't it? But they have to put a machine up there to kind of tell people how what a wonderful year. Now, one thing I noticed about it is that they were talking about anti-Semitism was the first thing that you said, wasn't it?
That was the big thing. All right. Well, guys, hold that thought. We're getting ready to go into a break. So you are listening to the New Year's Day Monster Mashup Roundtable. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird 9, with my co-host, Mr. Giuseppe. And we will be back after these messages.
We are the Draft Beer Preservation Society. God save Mrs. Moss and good old Mother Riley. We are the Custard Pie Appreciation Consortium. God save the George Cross and all those who were loving them. Sherlock Holmes, English-speaking vernacular. Help save Fu Manchu, Moriarty.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.